This is Colourful Radio.
On the line, I hope, we have Joanna Lumley. Joanna, are you there?
I'm here.
Marvellous. Fantastic to have you with us.
Thanks, Toby.
We've got Kate Hoey here as well.
Who I love very dearly. Hello, Kate.
Hello. Morning, Joanna.
Good morning.
So everybody's here. Now, Kate, I did say to you yesterday when I spoke, I was going to explain all the whole situation about the Gurkhas to the audience, but I think on balance, well, I decided you'd be better at explaining this than me. Just give me the background to the whole to this story, can you?
Joanna.
Yes, sorry, Joanna.
The policy is this, Gurkhas who have retired since 1997, serving in the British Army, have been allowed the right to remain in this country and bring their families here and work here. Gurkhas who retired before that are not allowed to do that. And last year, the High Court found this to be unlawful, and so the government had to come up with a new policy, which it did yesterday. But unfortunately, the new policy is so unbearably restrictive. It means that of the 1,350 Gurkha applicants who want to be able to come and live and work in this country, not even a handful will be able to qualify because the criteria that are offered are restricted really only to the officer classes, people who've won medals, and people who can prove that if they've got a chronic illness, it was caused during their service with a brigade of Gurkhas, which makes it almost impossible for any of the riflemen to be able to have successful applications. So there was, as you can imagine, quite an outcry.
Yes. I'm just looking at these restrictions they've placed, all the criteria by which you can come in. Now, one of the things is a great deal of fuss being made about it, is this point you just alluded to, which is that you've got to, one of the things that would qualify was if you'd done 20 years or more service. But that can only apply to officers, as I understand it, because as a non-commissioned officer or a private, you can only do 15 years.
You're not allowed to do more than 15 years.
So that's completely absurd.
As a young rifleman who trekked day and night and over hills and forests and valleys and mountains to enlist, and it's a highly treasured and honoured position in Nepal still. About 3,000 every year try to apply and only 270 are taken. So it's a matter of huge honour for young Gurkhas to serve in the regiment. If they were to serve 20 years, because they join at 18 and they usually retire at 33, if the government said they have to have served 20 years, it means that they would have had to enlist at 13. So we just think that somewhere, somehow, this policy document has been drawn up without any observation of actually of the facts, that's the truth of it. The fact, either in the way that they've set the criteria or indeed the numbers that are involved.
You see, what I don't understand, I have to say this, is that politically it just seems like such an absurd own goal. I cannot believe that anybody out there doesn't look at it and go, these guys have given their lives. If they don't have the right to come here, well, who does? I just don't understand it. Janik, have you got any explanation? Can you possibly see?
We were sort of struck dumb because it seems such an extraordinary thing. And Kate, what do you think of it? It seemed to strike me.
I was so thrilled, Joanna, because I knew how much work you'd done and everybody was involved and a lot of us got involved in signing the motions and so on. And I was so thrilled when the High Court action happened, because I just thought, no government now can not go along with this. We're not talking about millions of people, you know. We're not talking about even if it was more than the small number. It just is fair and honest and decent. And I am genuinely shocked that somebody somewhere within the bureaucracy of Westminster has produced a document that now is so blatantly, seemingly set out to make sure that it's going to be a tiny, tiny number. And I think we'll have to have a big opportunity, hopefully next week, some way to raise this as much as possible and to embarrass the government. I mean, we've just got to really embarrass them. We're talking, not all these 1,350 people would want to come anyway, I'm sure, but they need the right.
Only 200 of them are in the country, Kate.
Yes, I know.
About 1,100 have just got the right. The right to enter is all they're asking
for. Yes, absolutely. And they fought for us. They gave their lives. There were our soldiers. It's shameful. It is absolutely shameful. And again, I just like you said that earlier there, I can't understand where the politics of this comes in, because even if you thought it was the most dreadful thing in the world to give the Gurkhas the right that they deserve, Where is the political sense in it?
Where is the political sense? And particularly at this time, you'd think even cynically the government would grab at something which would make them, cover them with brownie points.
Absolutely.
And make them shine in the eyes of the public, because the public is 100% behind this case, as you know, because you were one of the great signatories on our enormous campaign last year. And the whole of the country, you know, old, young, race, creed, colour, man, woman, doesn't matter who it was, all the country was behind it. Every single one said, even if there are 100,000 of these people, which there are nothing like, there are the most tiny numbers. Mm.
But, you know, Joanna, just going to this, is this it's part of the Home Office, isn't it? Phil Willis is part of the Home Office. He's the minister involved.
Yes, this is delivered by, well, this is the Ministry of Immigration.
But is that part of the Home?
It is part of the Home Office. I mean, it's Jackie Smith is the...
I mean, you would think,
I mean,
wouldn't
Jackie
you,
Smith's
given
salary
the...
salary herself could... sorry.
But, I mean, you know, Kate, the point I'm making here is, given the mess the Home Office seems to be in continually, you would think, would you not, that they would say no policy, you know, announcement unless we've actually considered all the possible consequences. This is, to me, what's so utterly incredible. I mean, apart from the fact that I honestly find this, as a British citizen, if you like, completely humiliating. I think it's shameful. And honestly, I can't imagine any... I was listening to Any Questions last night on the radio, and the audience was actually of one mind here, and there was a government guy, I can't remember, on, trying to defend this policy or say something. Completely impossible position, of course. But I also heard that this is not going to stand up in court, because it seems to be blatantly discriminatory, as, you know, in lots of ways, regarding
it
really
the... It does. And I think also it's been backed up by Mr. Willis saying, rather ill-advisedly, that he thought that this might set, you know, if they allowed Gurkhas in, it might set a precedent for what he called other groups from all around the world. Now, who is he talking about? For a start, all our lovely, loyal Commonwealth soldiers already have the right, and indeed do, live in this country with their families. Are we swamped and resentful of our Commonwealth soldiers? Of course not. And there are no other groups. There are literally no other groups.
Joanna,
I don't know what he's talking about.
Joanna, can I ask you, do you think the Prime Minister himself has been, I mean, he must have known this was coming out. Have you spoken to him at all personally?
Kate, I wrote to him last year, and I had a letter from a secretary saying he would reply, which he didn't. Then I wrote two more personal hand-delivered letters, which were asking for a meeting, but they were neither acknowledged nor responded to, nor the meeting, nothing.
Honestly.
I had a private meeting with the Home Secretary, just one-to-one, just her and me and the man in the corner taking notes. But that was before Christmas, and we'd been promised this result by Christmas. I mean, it was shaming that we had to get to the High Court again to order the government to deliver this new policy.
Well, I think all of that is going to... I think there's going to be a big, big row about this, and I hope that we can, all of those within Parliament who feel strongly from all sides of the House. It's been a cross-party thing, which is great. And you have really spearheaded this. But hopefully now we can just embarrass the government into just... It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And Kate, the more swiftly it can be done, the very better, don't you think?
I understand that.
So that it almost hasn't, the paper hasn't fluttered to the ground yet.
No.
And that was another thing that I think we all found pretty insulting. We'd got the two VCs in their wheelchairs. We'd turned up, there were Gurkhas waiting outside, and all the lawyers, all of us went into the central lobby. Nobody came down and gave us this thing, which we were told would be released at 9:30. We got it off the government internet site.
It seems
just the mismanagement of it, the contemptuous way it's been handled. I think that's what shocked us all.
Can I ask you this? Am I right in thinking in America, if you have foreign nationals who fight for the US Army, then they automatically have rights of citizenship? Is that right? Do you know?
I don't know, but it sounds.
I think they do. I mean, I might be wrong about that, but I think they do. I mean, quite honestly, I think anybody who's going to fight for, you know, our army is entitled to citizenship as a matter of right. I just find it beggars belief, and I think hopefully because it beggars belief, everybody's going to see this. I cannot believe that the newspapers at the weekend aren't going to make a big issue out of this. And we need every
listener this morning, you know, just to pick up their pen and or email. And just bombard Downing Street with their anger about this.
Yep.
We absolutely do, Kate. And the very sooner the better. Either write to their own MP, or to Downing Street, or to the Home Office, to Jackie Smith, to whoever they would like to write, and just say that they find it outrageous that our Gurkhas should be treated in this way. Because what we're asking for is such a very small measure of the military covenant, which says that if soldiers are prepared to do the ultimate sacrifice for us, which is to lay down their lives, and to forego all kinds of of conditions that we in the ordinary world, as it were, can enjoy. They have to forego all those sorts of things, being away from family and facing intense danger and sometimes dying, getting wounded. In return for that, they shall be given proper care when they come home. They and their families will be looked after, and they'll be paid commensurately. And so this seems flying in the face of the military covenant. So it's not an emotional charity thing we're talking about. No. It is an absolute duty of our country to our bravest and truest friends, you know.
Joanna, this is Jamie. What happens now in terms of the campaign and in dealing with this paper? What would happen now?
If anybody wants to know just kind of where it all stands and what's going on, and maybe to have the facts clarified a bit, if they went to GurkhaJustice.org.uk, they'd find it on our website. But we understand that Nick Clegg of the Lib Dems is going to, I think, Kate, he's called a debate next Wednesday.
Yes.
So with any luck, Parliament, which is a great and grand institution, and I have to say we have support from all sides of the House, and the House of Lords as well. I mean, the stupidity of this.
Well, I think, you know, to me, it is the ultimate no-brainer, and that is what is, I mean, apart from anything else, apart from the injustice, you know, which is screams at you, it is that just the stupidity of it. Joanna, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and I know that we will certainly support you, and I'm sure all our listeners will too, and I know that Kate
is. Thank you so much, Toby, and goodbye, dear Kate.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
This is Colourful Radio.